Comedian Dimitri Martin is at the forefront of a new breed of young comics that get laughs with acerbic slacker humor.
This summer I want to go to the beach and bury metal objects that say get a life on them.
The 31-year-old Martin has been called the voice of Generation Y. Now, for those who haven't been paying attention, Gen Y succeeded the Gen Xers, who came of age in the 1990s. In the last 6 years, he's gone from doing gigs for free to writing jokes for Conan O'Brien. NPR's Jesse Baker spoke with Dimitri Martin in New York.
Hey, I'm Dimitri. These are some of my new jokes.
At a recent gig at the Bowery Ballroom, Dimitri Martin introduces himself to the audience and starts the timer on his digital watch, knowing he has a 15-minute set to fill.
The cool thing about cakes is that there's writing on them. That's like the only food we write on, you know? And it's always so uplifting. Happy birthday, Brian. Congratulations, a different person. I think we're missing an opportunity here. I'm talking about negative cakes. Surprise, you're adopted. Because when you get bad news, that's when you want cake.
Dimitri Martin's bad news cake for his mother might have read something like this. Surprise, I'm dropping out of law school to be a comedian.
When I was in law school, people were so not passionate about what they were doing. I think that was such a bummer. But then comedians, a lot of them didn't even finish school, and like a lot of them are dropouts. But they're completely immersed. They're obsessed. They love it. It's such a difference. It's all desire. Desire and persistence. It has nothing to do with the other stuff. I keep a lighter in my back pocket all the time. I'm not a smoker. I just really like certain songs.
Martin performs in jeans and flip-flops. He has dark brown hair not quite long enough to tuck behind his ears. He carries only a travel-sized guitar and a to-do list, reminiscent of a rock star's set list, with potential joke ideas spilling over in black pen on his hands.
I don't like thank you cards because I don't know what else to say. What do I put on the inside? Man. Seafront.
He might be this generation's Ben Franklin, you know.
Owen Burke is the artistic director of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York City.
He has observational humor, but it's not like, do you ever notice when you go into a store or whatever? It's more of a, he's telling a story and the observations come out.
If you ask Dimitri Martin, he'll tell you his stand-up is a quirky low-energy act. He's not a slacker. His act shows the same drive that got him into Yale. There's a sort of a hum of obsessive-compulsive energy. And Village Voice writer Jennifer Snow says the audience is laughing with him, not at him.
It's that confessional aspect, that honesty, that openness. He laughs right along with everyone else. He tells a joke and laughs, and not in that annoying way that, you know, a comedian sort of laughs or smirks. He's telling the jokes because he finds them funny, too.
An easy way to sound like a creep is to add the word ladies to the end of things you say. It could be harmless, too, and just makes you a creep, you know? Like, yeah, after college, I spent 2 years in the Peace Corps. Ladies. The more harmless it is, the more of a creep you become. It's like, yeah, I broke my arm. I need help. Ladies. I think if you talk to any comedian, he'll have something that he thinks is funny and people still don't like, but you still want to tell it. You still believe in it, you know? I usually give my jokes up to 5 tries before I abandon them or completely change them. You know, it lends itself to a certain hopefulness.
Now, 6.5 years into comedy, that same hopefulness has propelled him from telling jokes in laundromats to a gig as a writer on Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
I used to just do all jokes straight through, but lately I've been trying to improvise more and stop and tell stories and be more of a human. Because I think the danger in just telling jokes is that you can be disconnected. You can show up, tell your jokes, and leave, and you've done a show, and people leave knowing nothing more about who you are.
His audiences know this about Dimitri Martin. He likes palindromes. Those words or phrases that read the same backward or forward. He's incorporated them into his act as a signature riff.
I like palindromes because they're absurd. Like, one of the ones that I wrote that I like is, snub no man, nice cinnamon buns.
Which he likes because it's both good advice and a compliment. But Martin knows even if they're funny, palindromes are completely not cool.
When you're the guy who people leave messages for and they're like, hey man, go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog, talk to you later. Just leave you palindromes that they found. You're like, God, is that my reputation?
Dimitri Martin probably doesn't have to worry about other comedians stealing his palindromes. But doing observational humor in 2 directions at once helps to give this self-proclaimed dork a singular perspective. For NPR News, I'm Jessie Baker.
I was in a store and I saw a pocket dictionary. That made me laugh because I was like, wow, that's a specific item, you know? It's like, oh man, I don't know that many words. And I'm going out. And I have pants.
For a closer look at the bizarre world of Dimitri Martin, visit our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Audio Archives. This is NPR.